My Blood Clot, Pulmonary Saddle Embolism Podcast. For about 2 months I have been having periodic aches in my left calf. It would come and go and had no specific time or length of ache. I just thought it may be part of aging and didn't think about it much. On the night of February 5, 2023, I had to go to the bathroom and stood up and a shooting pain went up from the ball of my left heel up through my calf. I could hardly walk to the bathroom. After finishing I came back to bed and laid down. The pain was not bad when no weight was put on the foot. I went back to sleep and woke up the following morning. The pain was not that bad when weight was put on the heel. It felt very similar to the same pain I had when I was diagnosed with a Baker's cyst back in 2012. I emailed my PCP relaying my symptoms, she responded suggesting I come in and get it checked out. Ironically there was an appointment available the same day at 4:50 p.m. and I took it. After the examination she deduced that I had plantar fasciitis and Achilles tendonitis. An ultrasound was not taken. She set me up for PT and showed me how to do some home exercises. I went home satisfied. On the night of February 6th and morning of February 7th I went to the bathroom twice with no problems. Then about 4 a.m. I went again and experienced this shooting pain from the ball of the left foot with serious pain in the calf. Again, I could hardly walk to the toilet. After going back to bed, the pain from the ball of the foot went away, but the pain in the calf was still there. I massaged the calf to try to lower the pain and about 4:30 a.m. I began having trouble breathing. I woke my wife and told her to call 911, thought I was having a heart attack. She freaked out but did call 911. The operator told her to open the front door. However, in her panic she turned the key the wrong way on the security door deadbolt and jammed the lock so she could not get the door unlocked. I knew about the problem for about 2 years but learned how to live with it. I will now see that I fix it for good. Because of that the paramedics had to come through the garage. The paramedics get here and check me out and determine that I can survive a trip to Swedish Medical instead of taking me to St. Anthony Hospital, which is the closest to our home. I have used Swedish before, so all my records are there. I am put in the ambulance through the garage. Put an IV in me and start giving me fluid and oxygen. The siren was used during the trip to Swedish. I would estimate it took 10 to 20 minutes to get to the ER. I went into an ER waiting room immediately. First thing they do is have an ultrasound on my left calf area. The ultrasound shows DVT, deep vein thrombosis, in the leg from the knee down to the ankle. Next a CT scan was done in my lung area, and they found a large clot located between my lungs. This is called pulmonary saddle embolism. With that finding an IV heparin drip was ordered to start reducing and preventing additional clotting. After a period, a doctor came to discuss the situation. He explained that there were three choices that could be made. First choice is to attempt to use medication to clear the clot. He did not recommend this because of the size of the clot. Secondly, go in through the groin, up to the lung area and remove some of the clot and put me under anesthesia. The last option was for me to stay awake during the procedure. He said this option is the one they have had the best success. After discussing with my wife and two stepdaughters, I decided to stay awake during the procedure and gave the okay. They wheeled me to the operating room. I am in the room before the room is prepared and I am just amazed how much equipment and items are used for a medical procedure. Towels, clothes, pillows, tubing and items I can't even explain. Finally, they are ready to start the procedure. The doctor told me that they would use a local anesthesia to help endure the pain. The most painful part was when they cut the vein or artery on my right groin. They didn't bother to tell me that they needed an incision on both sides of the groin. The incision on the left groin was just as painful as the right side. I am glad they used a local anesthesia. I don't know how intense the pain would have been without it. Anyway, the procedure has started and after a period I am starting to feel bad. I shout out, "How much longer?" The doctor says maybe 20 to 30 minutes. I groan. I am continuing to feel bad. I hear from someone in the room, "His blood pressure is dropping, doctor." I am really starting to feel bad, and I get to the point, I don't know whether I can continue. I was at the point of giving up. I thought I was breathing my last breath. I don't know what happened or what they did, but I started to recover and feel better. The procedure lasted maybe 20 minutes and then I heard the doctor say, "We are finished, Thomas." I was relieved. Maybe 5 or 10 minutes later the doctor started talking to me saying the clot they removed was one of the biggest clots that they have dealt with, and I was a good patient compared to some of their previous patients. Apparently, some patients get to the point where they must be restrained because they want to get up before they are finished with the procedure. I asked the doctor, I heard my blood pressure was dropping. I asked him, how low did it go? There was a pause, and he said, you don't want to know, and I am not going to tell you. I never did find out how low it went. As the conversation continued, the doctor said, you know, Thomas, the first think we made the right decision. I am afraid if you had gone under anesthesia, I am afraid we would have lost you. I didn't know what to say about that comment. Now I can say I was standing in front of Death's door and Dr. Death was holding the door open. I was given a second chance in life. As my wife says, your room wasn't ready yet. Now my job is to find out why I was given another period of life and find out what is expected of me with this second chance. One of the assisting doctors takes over and apparently, they are having a difficult time stopping the bleeding from the right groin incision. I guess they can't use sutures like normal, and being loaded up with blood thinners, they must use compression on the wound and wait until it starts to heal. The doctor put pressure on the wound for about 45 minutes before it stopped bleeding. After it stopped bleeding, they wheeled me to an ICU room. During the trip to the ICU room, I attempted to raise my head and the doctor yelled at me, "Don't do that, you must remain flat on your back until the incisions heal." It is still February 7th when I go to the ICU room and stay there until the afternoon of February 9th. They wanted to get me to a normal room sooner, but a room was not available until late Thursday afternoon the 9th. I do not remember much about the time in ICU. The worst part was having to lay flat on my back all the time. I could not lay on my side, and I am not accustomed to laying on my back while sleeping. This was pure misery, a time I will never forget. I understand the reason for that is to keep the strain from the incisions and allow them to heal and not break open and start bleeding. Another item I discovered during this stay was a condom catheter. It was like a condom with a tube that went to a bag below the bed, and whenever nature called, you let it go and the urine went into the bag via the tube at the end of the condom. Since I was receiving blood thinner through the IV, they drew blood every 2 hours to make sure I was not getting too much blood thinner. There is always a concern about internal bleeding. Finally, they discharged me from the hospital on Friday afternoon, February 10th. Ever notice they want to discharge as many as they can before the weekends? Anyway, in the following months I have follow-up appointments, wear a heart monitor, and tested for sleep apnea. The last test was an echocardiogram. They wanted to make sure the blood clot did not leave any long-term damage. All the tests showed there was no long-term damage. In conclusion, it is near the end of July, and I feel pretty good for being over 80 and just dodged death. The only thing I have noticed is that my endurance is shorter now and I tend to get tired sooner. The moral of the story is that if you ever wake up in the middle of the night with a painful cramp in your calf, do not massage the calf to attempt to relieve the pain. The speculation is, when I massaged my cramp, a large portion of the clot broke loose and migrated between my lungs, and with the constriction and the blood flow slowing down, the clot just became larger. The doctors said I was very fortunate to survive a clot of this size. Now I must figure out why I was given another chance of survival. Discover more from Tom T 2.0.